This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
No one has the balls to stand up like I'm doing right now. Let's stop the crap already. We're all Americans. We're all equal. I don't see black. I don't see Asian. I don't see anything but American.
Welcome to Bo Dietl's One Tough Podcast. Each week we go into the current events and the stories that are all really dealing with what's happening in our city, in our country. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The number one topic again is the crime problem. Crime is, they had a Quinnipiac poll, and they mentioned about the most important issues are the crime issues and the inflation. And then all we see on the news is this nonsense about abortion. And when reality, with the wire hangers, I don't think abortions are done with wire hangers anymore. And I think they take a pill, but yet they want to make this impactation. Then you had this one psychopath, I don't know if it was a man or a woman or one of those transformers or transvestite, whatever the hell it was, and she had these plastic dolls dropping out of her coochie-woochie there, and this is how she was explaining about abortion. My problem is this is not the most important. Regardless of what the Supreme Court does, New York State, the states will have their rights, and the abortions will continue in the majority of the states across this country. And a woman who has a problem, a woman that needs an abortion, or a woman that wants to have an abortion, will be able to. And we all do know the day after pills, there's so many pieces of equipment that they could take in to enable them to do this. So basically, that to me is not the most important thing. What's important to me is the fact that we have this crime. Now, in New York City, we have people who are out there. Now we have the people who are stating about the unmarked gun squad. To me, I'm very happy to see that Eric Adams is doing something at all about what's going on with the guns on the street. I think they made something like 2,500 gun arrests, which we're going in the right direction. And again, I talk about it because people say to me, well, Bo, you know, they're not back to anti-crime, not plainclothes. I remember when we started back in 1972, a thing called a citywide anti-crime, the street crime unit, and we were effective of taking the majority of the guns. There was only about 200 of us. I think we'd taken 30% of the guns off the street, and we were in plain clothes. But we had a lot of friendly fires. We had people that mistook the offices for perpetrators, and then we came out with the colors of the day, where we'd wear bandanas around our head for the color of the day, so where we would be able to identify the officers that they were in fact police officers. So I really feel as though the idea of unmarked cars with the cops jumping out with the windbreakers on, I got no problem. All I care about is taking these guns off the street, and we're doing it. And then all of a sudden, my friend Eric Adams, our great mayor, you know, doesn't want to use the words stop and frisk, broken windows. But as far as I'm concerned, we just have to deal with one thing. Whatever you want to use, whatever words you want to use, Eric Adams, we're taking homeless off the streets. We're relocating them. We're going in the right direction. And all I need our mayor to do is continue on the track that he's going. Also, when we look at New York City, we got to just look at our little neighboring city with the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, whatever her name is. The way she looks like she's on that show, Walking Dead. She looks like a frigging zombie. And she's on there telling about, oh, the city is fine. 500 murders every year in this beautiful city of Chicago, the Windy City. This past weekend, we had 24 shot, 8 killed. But it's not even the people on the streets anymore. People being shot in their homes. I mean, anybody could accept this violence and not standing up, including Lori Lightfoot, and requesting help from the federal government. We got all these federal agencies, and we keep going on and on about it. Now, here's a thing that people don't know. There's a thing called the murder clearance rate. And the murder clearance rate is about 40% in Chicago. That means if you have a homicide occur, you have a 60% chance that you will get away with that murder. That's called a murder clearance rate. And it's very, very low as far as it goes in the city of Chicago. So that means the people that are committing murders are going to get, you got a 60% chance of getting away with it. And again, we go back to the Quinnipiac poll that shows the most urgent issues. This is amongst all parties, all races, and all genders and age groups. Even the liberals there, they're so worried about the criminal and how the compassion they want to show for the criminals. But you know what? You can't show too much compassion if you're dead. I mean, children shot and killed. You know, every American should show the displeasure and vote this next election. This next election, they have to vote, and they have to vote for candidates, whether they be Democratic or Republican, on the law and order aspect. You know, these are issues that, as far as I'm concerned, you know, this is the most important one. Also, the one that jumps out to me, I just picked up the newspaper, and I'm seeing the gas that I put in my car. I got to put that high test in my car, and it's up to over $7 a gallon. And then the other issue that really knocks me off my chair, we know that there's a shortage now for baby formula. Now, I'm a grandfather, I'm a father, and I just can't believe this didn't just happen overnight, this shortage. And this president acts like he just doesn't, well, we know he doesn't know what the hell is going on. Then he hires all these morons, this guy who's the Homeland Security guy from the border that has no clue. Then he gets this guy who's the Secretary of Transportation. Another guy has no clue. You're as good as you are with the people around you. And so far, what's going on, when he talks about this inflation, I'm scared. And anybody in the stock market, you could see the free fall. Also, anybody that was in the Bitcoin, free fall. The economy is just free falling. And when everyone talks about sending money to Ukraine, I'm split in the middle with it. I think we certainly should have a beachfront there, and we certainly should support Ukraine. But all this money that we're talking about tens of billions of dollars. And now what the president should be doing, is when you can't get baby formula for babies. I mean, there's a possibility babies can not get the right nourishment, and it could even get worse than that. To me, there's nothing more important. I mean, at least when Donald Trump was the president and we needed vaccines, he did an all-out effort as far as across this country to get these vaccines done, given the extra money. We could give extra money to the supply chain. Call upon other countries across this world. We need baby formula from Italy, Germany, England. Let's get them to help us. We're always there helping everybody else. And this is something that's very, very important to me, for the fact that, you know, there's nothing more important than little innocent babies. And this is what's going on right now. You know, something else that was in the news that people were wondering about, carrying pepper spray. And as far as pepper spray goes, I really believe that it should be affordable to buy, and this mayor should put a city budget to let anybody in this city, woman, men, anybody traveling the subways and all that, they should be equipped with some kind of protection against these culprits that are robbing, assaulting. So let's get pepper spray, and let's put the New York City label on it. New York City pepper spray given to everyone. Go to your local precinct. Get cases of it. Let's buy it for New York City, Mr. Mayor. And let's have some people have, I carry a gun, and you carry a gun, Mr. Mayor. We're protected. But the regular citizens out there, they can't carry guns. So I'm very supportive for supplying pepper spray for all our citizens out there. So all our citizens would be able to protect themselves and at least get away from the culprit. And, you know, these are issues that are quite on the top, but this inflation issue just now just continues to kill me, because I'm affected, and I just can't believe, you know, I have a security company, and I have a lot of my security guards that make $18 an hour, whatever. Now, these $18 an hour, you're talking about people bringing home a few hundred dollars. How in the hell are they going to supply their family with food and the essential bills that they have? This inflation is going to kill people again, and this president has no clue at how to get us out of this problem because everyone around him are idiots, and this is what's running our country right now. And the only way we could change this and stop worried about this damn abortion issue. This abortion issue is bullshit. And I'm sorry for cursing, but it gets me angered. Right now, we have to worry about the crime problem. You don't have to worry about abortions if you're shot dead. And if you live in Chicago or New York, certainly it could happen to you. So let's worry about the effectiveness of the crime problem. That, to me, is the number one crime problem across this country. Number two is the inflation. 8.7, I'm looking, 6.79 a gallon for high-test gasoline. I thought we hit the peak, but the peak is coming back. And then again, your portfolios, your 401ks, these 401ks are going to be 202s because they're losing all the value of these retirements. And then you know what's going to happen? I got some sad news for you. All these retirement funds that are out there are going to start being affected by this inflation and the drop in the economy and the drop in the stock exchange and stocks. It's going to have a ripple effect. This, to me, is real scary. And I think this is one of the main issues that we should all be talking about instead of worrying about this stupid issue. You know what abortion's all about? Just to fog the negativity of what's going on in our country. Talk about abortion all over the news all weekend. Demonstrations to our Supreme Court judges, trying to intimidate them to change their course. That is not what the problems are in this country. And again, I get so angered. The news media, that's all they run with. Why does the news media run with this young girl, 12 years old, shot dead in Chicago, or a man sitting in his house shot dead, or people getting beat up and getting robbed? This is what we should be running with. Crime, and then we should talk about inflation and the likelihood that we may have a serious problem about our babies not getting formula. So these, to me, are the most important thing. And if this moron in Washington and everyone around him don't realize that, we got to get to the polls. Law and order candidates and candidates that care about our country. And we need people with brains running this country. Say what you want about President Trump. He surrounded himself with some real intelligent people, not like this President Biden. He puts these guys that are out to lunch. I guess he wants to keep them around him so he feels smart because they're dumber than him. So that's why he puts them in there. Now let's jump to another thing that I talked about. We talked about Hunter Biden's laptop. A lot of people don't know. I was very involved with this laptop issue. I was called to former mayor, one of our great mayors, Rudy Giuliani's apartment, where I actually went and looked at this laptop in real time with Mayor Giuliani, and I saw all these issues that are spoken about on this laptop. I then spoke to this gentleman, John Paul Isaac. I think he wrote a book about it. He was scared stiff. I actually offered to put security on his place over there in Delaware. He's the one who had the repair shop over there. I actually called the police over there in Delaware, and I told them that he's getting death threats. They have to have special attention to his shop over there. And we were able to get some special police attention to make sure that this guy, that these threats wouldn't come about. And he was living very frightened when people told him they're going to kill him and all that. So basically, everything that Mayor Rudy Giuliani talked about this laptop, I saw with my eyes. So this is not Mayor Giuliani telling you what he saw. It's Bo Dietl that actually saw the laptop. Everything's consistent of what our great Mayor Giuliani spoke about, what was on that laptop. And it's just funny, when they hit a warrant on Rudy Giuliani's apartment, they took all his computers. When Rudy Giuliani offered to give him the laptop of Hunter Biden, the FBI agents, we don't want that. Why don't you want it? Because it had incriminating facts on that laptop that could take down this current president along with his son, Fredo Hunter, whatever his name is. And that was why they didn't want to take it. And we're just going in a really, really bad way as far as with our whole society. Ever since this thing started with Will Smith, this moron, and I'll call him a moron to his face. I liked him as an actor. When he had the audacity to walk up there and assault this kid, Chris Rock, I mean, that was like, and then everybody in Hollywood, all my Hollywood liberal friends thought it was cool, thought it was, oh, wow, positive. He was able to just sit down and make jokes and laugh at this man being assaulted. Now, all of a sudden, it comes out. It's become style now in Hollywood. They didn't condemn it. Everyone should have condemned that. And then this other gentleman there, who I happen to like, David Chappelle, very funny comedian, says it about everybody. He goes out there, and all of a sudden, he gets assaulted. Where is the outcry with all the liberals? Why can't we enjoy listening to what we want to listen to? If I decide I want to listen to an ultra-liberal radio host or watch the CNN liberals there, I should have the right to watch whatever I want. Or if you want to watch a conservative station, you should have the right to watch whatever you want. As far as I'm concerned, we now have to be able to say what we want to say. And then we got this unbelievable thing that happened with this, with the Mallorca hiring this moron woman that's now going to tell me what I can say and what I can't say. I don't know where we're going. And I get so depressed. And I'm going to be 72 if I make it. And I'm scared. This is the first time that I'm scared in direction of where we're going with this country. Then we got the real, I love watching the Discovery Network. I don't know if everybody out there likes it. And now they got some new one. They're Loving the Jungle. And I watched a little of the excerpts on it. And this is all about these people meeting each other and having sex now. And I love the Discovery Channel because it's very educational. I love Naked and Afraid. I love all these, how you survive and all that stuff. But now you got Discovery talking about mating rituals. They take it straight out of the animal kingdom where you smell somebody and then you buzz around the person like you're a friggin' bee and you go buzz, buzz, buzz. And now all of a sudden, the buzz, buzz on the higher octane means that you're going to have sex. If the buzz, buzz on the chick says, oh, I like the way you buzz me, now you can have sex with her. This is where we're going. Where is America going? I don't want to look at Love in the Jungle and I don't want to buzz around anybody. Where are we going? What's going to be next? You know what's going to be next? We're going to have team sexual combat. Who can last the longest? That's going to be the next one. And then we're talking about the student loans. Oh, my God. What about these kids that took student loans, and then all of a sudden they worked their asses off, and they paid them back? They paid all these loans. Now these other ones are coming out, and they says, I tell you what, we are going to allow them not to pay for their loans. We're going to give them a timeout. Yeah, but what? And some of these people are earning over $125,000 a year. That's like if I get a mortgage, if I buy a house, I got a mortgage, got a mortgage payment. Are you going to relieve me from my mortgage payments? Hey, I've taken second mortgages out on my house to pay for my business. Hey, can you help me, Mr. Biden? I took a $700,000 loan to pay into my payroll for my company. Hey, maybe you can forgive that loan too? That's bullcrap. You got to be responsible for what you spend. And that directly involves this country of America. You've got to be responsible what you spend and what you borrow. And that these are issues that are really tipping me off. And then my friend Big Bird de Blasio pops up again. Big Bird de Blasio. I like talking about you because I hate you. I hate you. H-A-T-E. I hate you for what you've done to this city. And then your corrupt wife with her operational drive. Now all of a sudden I hear you have a pension like with $340,000 a year, but you owe all this money. You have $2.5 million in debt, Mr. de Blasio, and you walk around, you're staying in a hotel. I'd like to investigate how much you're paying. The same guy who owns that hotel, how much money did he give you, Mr. de Blasio? You're a corrupt, you know, you're the biggest corrupt person. You're like 6'8", 6'9", so you're 6'8" of corruption, deep inserted corruption. You're not a man, Mr. de Blasio, because every time you saw me when I ran for mayor against you, you ran like the little light-footed punk that you are. You're not a man. If God made me 6'8", 6'9", I'd be a tough guy. You're not a tough guy. And then you go to the gym
You walk on the treadmill, and then you have your latte coffee there with foam on top. You are disgusting, and you know what? You should be indicted for bribery. You bribed those two guys in Brooklyn. You should be in jail. And I call again upon the U.S. attorney to reinvestigate you again. I don't know what else to say. He keeps popping up, and then all of a sudden he comes out. He wants to rewrite history. Mayor Big Bird de Blasio, he tries to explain, and he tells the president, don't make a mistake again. This guy is living in a fog land, and we saw how good he was when he ran for president. Three people showed up in Iowa throwing up on themselves. Nobody wanted to know anything about what was going on. My life today is being able to speak the way I speak on different issues, and I love WABC Radio and John Katzimatidis for allowing the freedom of speech on our radio station. And again, people who have any issues at all, you could get me at bo@investigations.com. Any issues you want me to speak about, please call me up and let me know exactly what you want me to talk about, and I'll look into it. A lot of people are afraid of Bo Dietl. You know why? Because they can't shut me up. When I ran for mayor, the Republicans, they were afraid of me, and the Democrats, because they knew they couldn't silence me. And nobody's going to silence me. And I intend to help this city come back and this country come back. And again, I'm sorry for my rant again, but welcome every week to One Tough Podcast. And also, I want you to go on my podcast about True Crime Story. We'll be talking about a really in-depth, exciting case coming up very soon. And remember, Bo Dietl's One Tough Podcast, True Crime Stories, and our podcast each week. I want to thank you again, and until next week, we'll talk to you. Thank you.